Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden approved a big oil drilling project on Alaska's North Slope. That was Monday. Proponents called the Willow Project an elephant field that could deliver a huge boost in domestic production. For opponents, well, they say it could lock in years of oil drilling and burning and greenhouse gas emissions. As far as environmental risk, we should note that a spill in the Russian Arctic in 2020 dumped 150,000 barrels of diesel. And in 2006, a crude oil spill on Alaska's North Slope put 267,000 barrels of crude into Prudhoe Bay. Still, several native groups in Alaska support this Willow Project. We have on the line Nagru Karcharik. He's president of the Voice of the Arctic Inupiat, a group that advocates for Arctic slope communities. Nagruk, the Arctic is the part of the Earth that is warming the fastest. That's your neighborhood. Why do you support this Willow Project?
Because of the economic benefits that projects like this provide to the communities and the people on the North Slope and you know, the greater part of Alaska. You know, since the 1970s, when development started on the North Slope, where we had to force our own seat at the table, the North Slope Borough has been taxing the infrastructure and then reinvesting those tax dollars back into the communities to provide them first world living conditions like flush toilets and running water and good gravel roads that people can drive on, in addition mm-hmm. to all of the jobs that the North Slope Borough is able to provide its people in those communities as well.
What is the economic situation there now, challenges the community has now that the Willow Project and the economic funds that come with it might be able to address?
You know, there's a housing crisis in all of the villages. In the village of Kaktovik, which is on the eastern part of the North Slope, they don't have a permanent school. It was burned down in an accident a few years ago. They need to build a new one, right? Just general road build-out, continued maintenance of those roads, all of the above.
Mm-hmm. I understand traditional communities on the North Slope of Alaska have long lived off the land and off the sea. Tell us about some of those traditions and whether they can coexist with this drilling project.
Happy to. So when I was a baby, I was at our camp when they were building the cabin where we do our caribou and fish harvesting during the summer and fall months. And then starting about 8 years old, I started to go out on the ice with family's whaling crew. Spent my whole life doing that every spring. And then into the fall, when you get old enough, learned how to make coffee really quick. And if you want to get invited back, you do what you're told. So very, very important traditions that have been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And since the 1970s has been coexisting with development, I think successfully over the last 50 years. The jobs and income that these projects provide enhance that subsistence lifestyle, right? So we're able to utilize snowmobiles instead of dog teams and, modern power boats instead of sailboats mm-hmm. that we can afford to purchase and utilize out on the land. That kind of enhances that subsistence lifestyle.
The native village that is closest to this proposed drilling site is against it. As you know, we have a piece of sound from Rosemary Atwangaruak, the mayor of the village of Nuiksut, and let's take a listen to her.
We're only seeing more and more oil and gas development projects being promoted for profitability over our life, health, and safety. The Willow Project should not be approved. The risk for our village is too high, and we are not the acceptable cost for approval of this project.
If the risk is too high for the group closest to this drilling site, why is the risk okay for you?
Well, you know, I would never want to discredit, you know, anybody's concerns. The organization that I run, we have 24 member organizations that represent each of the other villages on the North Slope, and we passed a resolution unanimously supporting it, right, because of the benefits that we have seen over the years. If there was ever a concern from our perspective and from the larger perspective that a project like this would seriously negatively impact our subsistence life, which always comes first, we'd never be in support of it.
Well, surely the mayor is saying that there are risks that are not acceptable risks. And just stepping back, I mean, we know there have been drilling incidents, there have been spills. When you have conversations with people in your community, does the question come up, what could go wrong?
I mean, I think that's always in the back of your head, right? No matter what you're doing and you're driving to the airport, here in Anchorage, you know, what could go wrong. But you do your best to mitigate those risks, keep the effects contained as much as possible.
And then there are, of course, the climate implications. We're talking about, according to ConocoPhillips, up to 600 million barrels of oil, which, according to the federal government, translates to the emissions, the rough emissions of 1.7 million cars. How do you think about the responsibility to future generations? We do know that the place on Earth that is warming the fastest is the Arctic.
I you know, Biden himself said that we're going to need the resource for 10 years. I think we could easily argue longer than that. So you have an opportunity to do it locally, or do you export that to a different country? That becomes a question.
How do you think about the what we know about not the climate change that's coming, but that's already happened? How do you see it where you live, and how do you think about it in, I mean, you've mentioned a decade or two in the future. How do you think about that picture in the next couple decades?
You know, regardless of what changes are going to be coming, our people are going to want to live in their communities, right? And in order to do that, and depending on what happens, the communities are going to need to adapt, so to speak, right? It's going to take investment. It's going to take money. It's going to take research. We'll have our own dollars that we can invest, as we've done over the last 50 years on our journey towards self-determination for our people on the North Slope.
So that is adapting to climate change through an oil drilling project.
I mean, it's adapting in general, right? We've been on the North Slope for 10,000 years. I'm sure that the climate over those 10,000 years has changed significantly and shifted in ways that, you know, we probably wouldn't recognize right now. So we've been adapting for millennia, and we're going to continue to adapt going forward.
Negru Karcharak is president of the Voice of the Arctic in Upiat, which is in support of the Willow Oil Drilling Project. Negru, thanks very much for joining us and getting up early for this. Really appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.